Hey, Bart, I got a joke for you. So one day a guy goes to a store and he sees this little life-size little bronze rat, and he's really interested. He's like, yeah, how much for the rat? So the storekeeper says, well, $20 for the rat and $100 for the story. The guy's like, just give me the rat. So he takes the rat and he's walking down the street. Pretty soon all these rats are following him. After a few more blocks, millions and millions of rats, he starts getting worried, so he runs to the ocean, he throws the rat into the ocean, and all the rats go after the bronze rat in the ocean, and they drown and die. So he goes back to the store where he bought the rat, and he says to the guy, walks in, and then the guy says, so you want the story? And he goes, hell no, I don't want the story. I want to see if you got a bronze Republican. You're doing a great job, Bart. Keep swinging that hammer, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, Bart. I was just reading a news article from my former hometown in Tennessee, and it said that they're looking for somebody who strangled a cat and left it at a church. This was in Tennessee, so I was wondering, do you think anybody checked if Bill Frist was in town that day? Keep up the good work. Take care. Bye-bye.
That was good. I liked that.
From the slums of suburbia, where the billionaires of the hard right don't dare to tread, this is Fornotto with today's comment. Even as the American legions of the Emperor Gorgeous oversee the pillage of Baghdad, Saddam and Osama are still roaming like lions. How can we plebeians feel safe when Caesar Bush has failed to bring the bodies of these tribal leaders to the Washington Coliseum for public display, preferably with DNA tests to prove that they are not CIA body doubles? Our glorious leader has given us plenty of circuses with the help of Rupertus Murdochidubnus and the other aristocrats who own our media. But where is our bread? It is still about the economy, stupid, as a good friend of mine once said. For Bart Cop Radio, this is Fornot.
Otter, that's good stuff. Send something every day.
I publish on the website the 191 Lies by Bush and his staff, and also the 42 Waffles by Bush. I've posted it on your website, but I've never seen it in print. Would you please put that on your website for me? Thanks very much.
Clarence, yeah, I'd like to put that on the site, but you didn't leave your address. Whenever you deal with me, it's like you're dealing with Bush. You got to spell everything out. You got to give me every clue, remind me every time, resend the information. Thanks.
Bart, Clarence Swinney again, Burlington, North Carolina. On Clinton, he only had one person convicted of a felony that was committed while working for him.
I need to jump in here real quick. If you're talking about Mike Espy, he wasn't convicted of anything. What they did, they pulled the old trick where they charged him with, 25, 30, 40 felonies. And they dragged it on for a couple of years, and they guaranteed him they would be dragging it on until the end of time, or he could plead guilty to one felony and be done with it. And like any smart man said, fine, I'll plead guilty to the one felony. But his felony, you got to remember, was illegally riding on an airplane and illegally going to a football game. Ooh, those are real serious felonies. So even the one felony conviction, unquote, was a sham.
As far as contributions, the Democratic Party returned $3 million, and the Republicans were fined $14,800,000 for illegal campaign contributions. I'm going to send you some of this information via mail. Thanks, Bart.
Clarence, if you send me your web address, I'll be sure and post that. Thanks.
Hi, Bart. This is Matt Zog, and I have become so angry at the world that it makes me dizzy. I don't know what's going on. I really don't know how to react anymore. Just that I know that I don't like it, and then I think it's wrong.
Hi, Bart. It's Barbie. I'm in D.C. Thought I'd call and let you know what's going on. We're right here in Freedom Plaza. Oh, there's many thousands of people, but I wouldn't say it was 20,000. They got the whole place on security clamp down, though. You can't get close to the White House. Check it out.
We don't want this fucking war, Panda. No more. We don't want this fucking war, Panda.
It's a beautiful day in D.C. Some of the cherry blossoms are still on the trees. And we got Reaperville Central right here.
Yeah, just wondering where my new column is today. Thanks, bye.
Well, that would depend. If you sent a column in and it didn't get published, you would have to tell me your name before I could tell you if and when I would publish it. And if you're wondering where the new Bart Cop is for the day, it's often late.
Hi, I'm actually calling from Australia, but I am an avid viewer of your website. I just wanted to say, during the whole Iraq debate, something that struck me and a lot of people in my country, and you watching the debates and everything, is you see people like Tony Blair and you see people like our Prime Minister John Howard. They go on, they state their case, and then they take questions from the people. Tony Blair, time after time, would sit down with people from England and say, you know, ask me your questions, I'll tell you exactly why I'm doing this. And it occurs to me that Bush has never, ever, ever done that. His press conferences, the only ones I ever saw, were full of diversionary answers. And I think the American people should wise up and say, look, even if what he's doing is something he believes that's right, I'd like to be able to ask him our questions because he is supposed to be the leader of our country. And I think people deserve more. Thank you very much.
Well, Blair can sit down and talk to people because he has a brain. The American president is a monkey and he cannot speak. Unless somebody puts a speech together for him, he's incapable of speaking. He can't answer questions because he doesn't know anything.